there's good news for your earbuds. The best indie music. Indie Nation.
Okay.
What stupidity lurks in the mind of crime?
The shadow knows.
I have a material witness on an aggravated battery with a handgun, and they believe this might be in retaliation to her testimony.
You're listening to
Stupid as Charge.
Welcome to Stupid as Charge. Hello, everybody. This is Steve Bostwick, a.k.a. Seventh Star, and today's first five dunce cap nominee is officially convicted. A man tattoos murder details on himself. According to a Reuters article at Yahoo Odd News, a 25-year-old man was convicted for a 2004 murder, and at least part of the case against him was his tattoo. Unlike that television series where the one thug had a tattoo of the prison escape, though it was far from any type of map to freedom. In fact, it worked just the opposite. He became suspect when he was arrested for a suspended license in 2008. The tattoo, according to the article, depicted a helicopter shooting a peanut man outside a store. Apparently, a peanut is a rival gang member, and the man convicted had a gang nickname of Chopper. An AOL article includes a photo and states that the tattoo was a replica of the crime scene, and that is what allowed police to make the connection. Lumpy ranks this one with a 5 dunce cap award, folks.
I'd have to, come on, dumb is dumb.
Seriously.
But, I mean, I did a little bit more digging on it and looked at some photos, and, you know, it was down to the Christmas lights on the store. I mean, it was just like, it was a confession.
Yeah. I mean, this
Why
is...
admit anything in print?
So what do you say, how many dunce caps?
It sounds like a fiver.
That's a fiver, yeah. We give that unanimous fiver there, okay.
ATM repairman rips off machines. Boing Boing points to a San Francisco Chronicle article that may be best filed under the What Were They Thinking? A 62-year-old man has been charged with swapping out fake or photocopied money for the real thing at ATMs. An employee of Diebold, who repaired machines for Bank of America, allegedly slopped out $200,000 worth of real cash for homemade Monopoly money. I am so sorry, listeners. This one is way, way, way stupid as charged. First off, he worked for the company. Second, he should have known about bank security. Third, he used his access card to open the machines. I'm going to say that again. He used his access card to open the machines. Quoting the article at the Chronicle, used his work card key to access the ATMs and was captured on video at all 7 locations. Captured on video, I interject, which he should have known the location of, and existence for that matter. Anywho, back to the quote. The next day, Kolowski abandoned his wife and disappeared, Wagslaff said. His wife reported him missing, and angry Bank of America customers contacted the bank to complain about the fake money, authorities said. Didn't this guy ever notice that they had cameras built into the ATMs? Seriously, he was running the insides of them. Come on. Also, listeners and readers, this one is worth the web hop just to check out the mugshot.
Oh yeah, the mugshot is classic, and I'm sorry, I'm standing behind you. I'm just trying not to laugh, because, I mean, this has got to be like 5, in my opinion. How could it not be? How could you argue that he had any reasonable facsimile of intelligence?
With anyone who is doing access work to the inside of a machine, it seems like the knowledge of his information written on his data card, coupled with the fact that he should in fact know there is a video camera pointed out the front because he should see it. There's a little lens. I'm sure he's looked at it.
I mean, you know, I'm sure he left fingerprints, too.
Oh. I think that detail goes without saying.
I wonder if he smiled in the camera while he was doing all this.
I mean, again, I give it 5.
Five?
I mean, it's really, yeah, I would say Boy, that's really a tough one to put first or second, man.
Well, we can end up with a tie.
I know.
Or we can maybe have a tiebreaker, or maybe we just do that at the end of the year, and it'll be like a 24-hour stupidest charge show, you know?
Yeah, really.
Well, speaking of stupid and speaking of theft, if you live in Ohio, you've probably heard about the Columbus area mullet bandit. This crime is in progress, but we are confident there will soon be a bust. A man who is described by his trademark hairdo has been holding up banks in the greater Columbus area. According to Yahoo News, he has, in fact, struck again. The strange thing is that the authorities are a bit stumped. Everyone was expecting that this guy would change his look. I mean, some type of attempt to blend in or obfuscation would be expected, right? Especially after making national headlines for your hairstyle, a dated one to boot, while robbing a bank, one would think, you know, ditch the do. Apparently not. The article reports that his disguise is currently tucking it up under a baseball cap. So stupid and not yet charged, but seriously, how long do you think it's going to take? And now from a word from our sponsor, a truth in advertising ad for Domino's Pizza from Paul and Storm. You can find them at paulandstorm.com. And the track is off their opening band CD, which you can find on Amazon and at CD Baby.
When you're done with your Domino's pizza, eat the box because it tastes the same.
Nice. Okay, back from commercial break now, so I don't know.
Oh, these long commercials are so annoying.
But the mullet bandit.
Not a wise one.
I can't give him 5, though. Because, I mean, most bank robbers never really impressed me as intelligent. Like, they'd have their phone go off when they're in the middle of the heist and answer it.
Seems kind of like my phone just went off.
Mullet bandit. I don't know. That is pretty dumb, but, you know, bank robbers never...
More good-looking
guy? No. No. Trailer park looking guy, in my opinion, okay?
Definitely a hair-raising tale.
Oh, we got to give that one 5 pun hats, okay? But, I mean, dunce caps for this guy. What do we go with?
It sounds like anyone who's going to be sporting a mullet hairdo is probably not low on the dunce cap scale to begin with. So... I don't know. He just doesn't seem to have the punch of the other stories, though.
No, he doesn't. I'd give him, like, maybe 3.5.
Three sounds right.
I'm going to give him 3.5.
3.5? I'd say 3.5.
3.5. 3.5 sounds good.
So we all agree on 3.5? Because we can take an average, you know. But I'm going to say 3.5.
3.5 sounds good. So here's another tale from a very colorful character. A drunk stops to talk to police at an accident scene. This is true to form in every respect regarding the title of this show. Clearly, in a move that should not even occur under a state of intoxication intelligence, a man, drunk with wet pants, actually stopped at the scene of an accident because he knew the people involved. Honestly, how many tequila bottomies does one need to entertain such a thought? According to the Scene magazine Cleveland, a Sandusky man did just that. The article stated that he appeared, quote, unsteady on his feet, unquote, was chewing gum, yet still smelled like alcohol, had a wet spot on his pants, and bumped into the officers. The article also reports that he refused a breathalyzer and had 4 previous OVIs. One has to wonder if there are any other good stories in those previous 4. Nonetheless, Lumpy nominates this one for 5 dunce caps.
And yeah, that's my only choice on this one. I mean, if he hadn't wet himself... I
have to say this, though. In his defense, he had 4 previous OVIs, and he was traveling on foot. It sounds like the 4th time is the charm, and he might have actually learned something at some point. There's an implication of learning in this story.
I don't think he was traveling on foot.
No?
I think he stopped his vehicle.
He stopped his vehicle?
Yeah.
Oh, that's different.
Oh, yeah. But... the other reason I got to give it 5, it's just stupid, because you're chewing gum because you know you're drunk, okay?
And you know you're probably talking to the police at some point.
Right? I mean, you're chewing gum because you know you're drunk. I got to go 5.
That sounds legit. He stopped at a scene of an accident while drunk.
I would give it a 5. Yeah, at least 4.5. at the very lowest. It's right up there, you know. This one's, you know, probably not as flamboyant as those stories, though. Police are looking for Goldilocks. Yahoo News reports that police in London are seeking a culprit who has been dubbed Goldilocks. The reason for the nickname may be to poke fun at the burglary suspect, Jesse Dobinson, but is more likely due to his M.O. But it seems like this crook likes to break into houses, eat food, and nap at the scene. He is currently being investigated for two burglaries. As the article states, he is not exactly like the storybook character, since he is also wanted for assault and knife point robbery. Remember, folks, clickable links will be in the show notes. This post is titled Stupid as Charge, Episode 4, Bad Tattoos, Money, Breath, and Hair. The post will be tagged with Stupid, Hairdo, Drunk Driver, Crime, Law, and Goldilocks. Well, we hit the mullet man and Goldilocks. I am sure the five caper dunce has a great do as well, so why not close this one with An Anthem for a Mullet by Jason Harwell. You can find Jason Harwell at jasonharwell.com and Mevio's Music Alley. You find friend and follow Jason on Twitter. For what it is worth, he is no longer seeming to use it. On Facebook, his music is available for purchase at Amazon, iTunes, and CD Baby.
Okay. Check. I'm on track, that's a fact. Rock your head or the back. I rock it short on top, let it roll in the back. I got a mullet. Yeah, I got a mullet. Some people wanna stare when they look at me, cause I'm looking so fresh in my 1090. Got a mullet. Yeah, I got a mullet. Cruising the block, but I ain't mad, cause you know that I'm leading the flock. I got a mullet, yeah, and you heard me right. BMX on mags, and you know it's tight. I don't ever wear a helmet when it's time to rise. When you see the mud flaps like you see in the light, I got a mullet. Don't be afraid of it. Come on, come on. Don't be afraid of it. Come on, come on. Don't be afraid of it. Come on, come on. Don't be afraid of it. Come on, come on. Don't be afraid of it. I once had a portrait made of it. I got a mullet. You thinking of it? You know you love it. You wanna touch it. Peace.
The article states that the ATM repairman, an employee of Diebold, who repaired machines for Bank of America, allegedly slopped out. Yeah, that good, huh?
Leave it as slopped out.
All right, cool.
Excerpts at the end, slopped
because
out.
That's exactly what he did. Yeah. He wasn't paying attention.
It wasn't a smooth, neat crime.
Fair enough. You know. He repaired machines for Bank of America. Allegedly slopped out $200,000 worth of real cash from homemade Monopoly money.
We need to just move some of this stuff now because I know it's too crowded.
Make it out of Eric's way.
All right, no worries.
You know what? I got a better idea. Watch, I don't tip the mic stand, though.
Hey, look, more room.
That's going to sound weird.
I mean, maybe we'll use that for a sound effect.
The article reports that an ATM repairman, an employee of Diebold, who repaired machines for Bank of America, allegedly slopped out...
He's stuck on slopped out. That wasn't me. That's the soup.
Ready?
Lumpy in the indie soup over there.
Bank of America customers contacted the bank, but to I can't talk because I'm fucking stupid.
You're in the right show.
Right. I think it's time to put that thing on silent.
You guys are laughing. You're talking about how rough you have it. I get to edit this shit.
Yeah.
Let me just start from the top.
Clearly, in a move that should not even occur under a state of intoxicated... Honestly, how many tequila bottomies does that... On top of this, he bumped into... Fuck.
Bumped into a fuck?
Fuck.
I wish I could do that at the bars with some of the six I see. Yeah.
That's what you stayed at the end of the night.
I like that word, tequila bottomy.
Yeah. No, that's why I chose this one.
Let me just go ahead and do this. This is where we want our little announcer voice. Stupid as Charged is an Indie Nation news production recorded before a live feline audience. Meow. Feline
and MySpace, which is not true. I don't have a MySpace anymore. What am I, a 13-year-old girl 10 years ago? Come on now.
I was going to ask you where your MySpace page was.
Is it MySpace? I don't know. I'm not really into people soliciting me for pornography.
Maybe it's lost in space.
You know what? At one point, I had a MySpace, but I have no intentions of using it anymore. Feel free to friend away, though.
Just read you the line, goddammit.
I don't know. I think all the asshole-ish banter is appropriate. I know. Let me hit that one more time. No, because this time I'm actually going to fuck with you intentionally. Oh, yeah, some good stuff.
You can follow me, Steve, on Twitter as 7th Star, SEVENTHSTAR.
Harley. I know the Harley got picked up.
Yeah, there's no doubt that's in there.
That was not me farting, folks. That was a Harley.
The choice of having a studio next to a motorcycle repair shop.
Okay.
And now it's time for... This is a song about stupid people that make the news. News of the stupid. And the false accusations made against me. Word.
I guess the stupid to prove it innocent. Causing bacon soda means you to incriminate. Can we incarcerate? How about we vaccinate? So from common sense they will no longer deviate. I guess the stupid to prove it innocent. Causing bacon soda means you to incriminate. Can we incarcerate? How about we vaccinate? So from common sense they will no longer deviate.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I've been reporting the news of the stupid for years. So this wasn't me. I didn't do it. You've got to believe me.
Slam the gavel, Judge Wapner gotta grind.
Riding my brain for days, how'd I get these black white stripes?
Smartest guy in my house, that was me a week ago.
Blacked out, and now I'm the male Lindsay Lowe.
And you can throw the book at me, and I'ma not know how to read.
Can I just pay for my Mickey D's with this bag of weed?
I'ma jump inside a panda cage for a hug instead of a sleigh.
Then do each and all my business on a toy that store's display.
This is obviously a case of misplaced identity.
Plus his face is too pretty for this backwards carved letter B.
If I can't purify this dumb, it's gonna kill me.
What's going on? Why these cop cars playing chicken with me?
I guess it's stupid to prove an innocent, cause in making soda means that you incriminate. Can we incarcerate? How about we vaccinate? So from common sense they will no longer deviate. I guess it's stupid to prove an innocent, cause in making soda means that you incriminate. Can we incarcerate? How about we vaccinate? So from common sense they will no longer deviate. So if you're innocent,
it's
let me hear
kind
a
of blurry.
Come on, say one complete
I don't remember
sentence.
Much.
So if you're innocent,
and I don't think I want
sentence.
To.
Come on, say one complete sentence.
And I think
yeah.
it went down. Like this, I was taping my podcast show. Next thing you know, everything goes black. I woke up with a way lower IQ and a blood alcohol level of 0.42. I never claimed to be a genius, but this was deranged. I started acting stupid like my brain was shortchanged. I tried to sell my baby on Craigslist. And then while robbing a bank, I handed them my driver's license.
What?
Scratched my itch with a gun, it was loaded. Cleared cobwebs with a blowtorch and my house exploded. Then the moment I really feared, guilty on all charges for the dumbest person of the year.
I guess it's stupid. Innocent, cause in making soda means that you incriminate. Can we incarcerate? How about we vaccinate? So from common sense they will no longer deviate. I guess it's stupid to prove an innocent, cause in making soda means that you incriminate. Can we incarcerate? How about we vaccinate? So from common sense they will no longer deviate.
Stupid as child.
Da, 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 da.
News of the stupid. Word up. I never thought I'd be making my own news. I can't brain today. People are stupid, and once again, they've proven it. Visit ManicMondays.net for more information.
Stupid as Charged is an Indie Nation News production, recorded live before a feline audience. Special thanks to Gavin Salkeld of SalkeldMusic.com for the creation of our background and theme music. Also kudos to Mevio's Music Alley for providing us with so much Creative Commons music for our shows and station.
Stupid as Charged is an irregular news production. It is produced only when enough criminals do dumb things. Fortunately, that usually doesn't take too long. Feedback, comments, and voicemails are welcome. The station voicemail is 818-81-INDIE. You can use info@indienation.fm for email. You can follow our tweet bot @IndieNationFM on Twitter and friend the station on Facebook. And again, our phone number is 818-81-INDIE, INDIE. You can follow Eric Leiser, that's me, on Twitter @LeiserPhoto and friend him on Facebook and MySpace. MySpace? Lumpy, do you seriously think we have a MySpace anymore? The only people who use MySpace are cruising for underages.
I have one. Yeah, so do I. Nostalgia. Because it's got sentimental value.
You can follow me, Steve, on Twitter as @7thstar. That's spelled out SEVENTHSTAR. I can also be found and stalked on Facebook and MySpace. And you can follow Lumpy on Twitter as @Lumpy. You can friend him on MySpace and Facebook as well. You can connect with him professionally, if there is even such a thing, on LinkedIn Warning to the shrinks out there, the last two that treated him both lost their minds and are currently committed. Besides, in a Dr. Demento kind of way, he is not too far out there.
Zero grams trans fat, zero calories, all good, all of the time. Indie Nation.